This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he does. But, you know, he's no respecter of persons there either. So if we're willing to be obedient, to do what the king says, to read his word, to worship him and praise him, and put him first. Put him first in your work, in your life, in your mate, everything. Put God first in everything. When you do, then he says, come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. And I love that. I love to be able to ask the Lord for anything and him do it. But in 1 Samuel 12:14, now if you will fear and worship the Lord and listen to his voice, fear and worship the Lord and listen to his voice. How do you hear God's voice? It's the written word of God. I mean, you can hear God's voice anytime you want to, can't you? Sure. You open his Bible and start reading it. Read it out loud, and therefore you get to hear his voice, because that's God talking to you. Then he says, and if you do not rebel against the Lord's commands, and if you and your king follow the Lord your God, then all will be well. In other words, if you and your king, you and your government. And we got a problem there today. That's why we need to diligently pray for those in government. If there's anybody I know that needs prayer, it's those boys and girls. They need prayer. They need us. We ought to be calling on the Lord. Lord, please move on the hearts of them people up there in our government office. We need help. Because if those people up there are here in the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex or local government or, you know, other government, whatever, if those people are not walking in obedience to God's word, things are not going to go well with our country. Only when our men and women that are in governmental positions are obedient does things go well with our country. So we can look around right now and we can observe that we must not be pleasing the king too well. All you got to do is look. Has there been any kind of curse that you can think of in the last year hit anything in America anywhere, or has it all been blessings? You see any curses? I mean to tell you, we, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, along with the many other hundreds of square miles of land around here, this last year was the driest year almost we've had on record in 100 years. I mean, it didn't rain for almost a year. Praise the Lord, it started a little right now. And I'm telling you, I'm praising the King for this rain. You know, I am definitely not grumbling and complaining because it's raining. And I'm getting mud on my feet or my driveway is muddy. Or praise the Lord that it's muddy. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, my stock tanks out there at the farm were just a little puddle in the bottom. But today they're all running over completely. I'm praising the King. I mean, we got water. Praise the Lord, we got water. And I'm thanking the Lord that these lakes are going to fill up. We got lakes in the Metroplex where we get water for all these people, that some of them are 5, 10, 15, and 20 feet below levels. You know, hey, you can go a long time without a lot of stuff, but you can't go long without air and water. You know, if you don't have air and water, it gets bad quick. And so we need this air and water. Praise the Lord. So, and it's all, the reason we don't have it, it's because we don't obey God. I mean, all you got to do is, I know when you turn the television on, you don't ever see anything but really nice, good stuff. There's nobody that's lying or stealing or no sexual immorality, no words of profanity, nothing like that on television, is there? Well, it's not if you don't watch it. Yeah, I don't watch it. But I mean, all I got to do is turn it on and flip through a channel. And if you're not careful, you stay on a channel more than 10 or 15 seconds, you hear somebody use a word of profanity. It's amazing what is on there. I mean, it absolutely, it's amazing how far we have sunk today. And then we wonder why all the devastation is coming upon us. Hey, I read the Bible. I know why it comes upon us. because we're disobedient as a nation. Then it says here, it says, if you will follow the Lord your God, then all will be well. Verse 15. But if you rebel against the Lord's commands and refuse to listen to him, then his hand will be as heavy upon you as it was upon your ancestors. I don't know about you, but I don't like a heavy hand of God on me. I want to obey him. But did you know that even though you and I may be obeying him and everything we know because of the people around us, as well as our government that's not obeying God, you know, that's why the heaviness is upon this nation. I mean, you know, you can't. I mean, I remember whenever they put Bush in office and he asked that pastor to pray, and the guy prayed in the name of Jesus and closed that prayer in the name of Jesus. There was people come against him every way, form, or fashion. Isn't that amazing? You might offend somebody. Well, hey, if the name of Jesus offends you, then baby, be offended. You know? Because Jesus, I'd a whole lot rather offend you than God. I'm not afraid of you, but I'm afraid of God. You know, I mean, all you can do, you might say, you better be afraid of me because I'm going to bring 40 guys and we're going to beat you to a pulp. Okay, come do it. But all you can do is kill my flesh. When I get killed, I get to go home to be with Jesus. But if I offend him, he can kill my soul and my body and put me into hell. And I ain't going there for nobody. So I'm afraid of the king. Guarantee. Aren't you? I guarantee I'm afraid of the king. I'm going to do what he says, but I am not afraid of man. You know, because I know all man can do is kill my body. But the king, woo, he can really make things tough on you. And I don't want to go there at all. Now then, now in verse 16, he says, now stand here and see the great thing the Lord is about to do. You know that it does not rain at this time of year during the wheat harvest. Now, this is a prophet, Samuel, that's fixing to do something. And it would be wonderful if we had men like that today. He says, I will ask the Lord to send thunder and rain today. And it says, then you will realize how wicked you have been in asking the Lord for a king. Now, I remember when a man of God that started, have anybody ever heard of the little city called Zion right next to Chicago, Illinois? You know, there was a gentleman that was, you've heard of that? Okay, you've been there. There was a great man of God named John Dowie that started that city. And when he started that city, it was a holy city. If you smoked or drank or anything, or you was not a Christian, you could not live in Zion. You had to be a born-again, spirit-filled believer to live in the little city of Zion. He didn't want no evil in his city. Some people thought he was crazy. And even in his last years, he even started wearing a costume like Elijah. And some people really, even the church, thought he was crazy. But he was one of the greatest men of faith that's ever walked on this earth in the last couple hundred years. One time he was out in California, and it hadn't rained in California for, I think, a year or something. And there was some kind of a drought. And he was preaching in a church. And somebody told him, if you're such a man of faith and you think God only hears your prayers and he don't hear the rest of our prayers, then why can't you pray and make it rain? They said it hadn't rained in whatever, a year or 2 years or whatever it was. He says, nobody will be able to get out the back door of this building before it's coming a torrential downpour. And when he said that, they heard thunder and lightning. They opened the back door and it was a flood falling out there right as soon as John Day spoke it. It happened. What a man of God. I mean, a man that had served God. I mean, yeah, the world thought he was nuts. But if you serve God, the world's going to think you're crazy. You know, when you start doing everything God's way, that even the church is going to think you're a little bit on the loose side. So don't worry about it. You know, who could care less? You know, all you want to do is love them all. Walk in obedience to God's word. Do what he says. And if they say, well, let's do this or do that, if it don't line up with the word, you say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Well, we want to have, we want to start in our church a little martial arts deal. Or we want the kids to come on Tuesday night, not the Bible study, but we want to teach them how to do martial arts. Not in my church. You ain't going to do that in my church. That ain't going to happen. Now, you can go somewhere else and have it, but you ain't going to have it in my church. Because martial arts comes from the devil. It don't come from God. You show me one place in the Word of God, anywhere where Jesus ever taught anybody how to use their fists and hands to hurt somebody. It ain't in there. He didn't do that. He said that's the love, people, did he not? So, I mean, you can stand up in a church and tell them, hey, this is not of God. And that happened to me. That's why I say this, the church I was going to. And I stood up and told them, I said, hey, this is not of God. And they said, no, Thurman, you're off out there in left field. I said, well, okay. You know, but I'm total disagreement with what y'all want to do with this group on Tuesday night in our church of having martial arts. But whenever I also stood up in the church and told them that they needed to stop having deacons in the church that were Masonic Lodge members also, they really thought I was crazy there. You've really stepped over it now. I said, no. Again, that's of the devil. But guess what? God's still answering my prayer. But you don't see no miracles in those churches where those people are living like that. I'm telling you, you know, you cannot be a Mason and be disobedient to God and see Him do miracles for you. He's not going to do it. Now then, people will say, well, I don't believe there's nothing wrong with the Masonic Lodge. Well, if you don't, you don't know anything about it. You know, because they definitely teach another way of salvation. They go through the ritual of Hiram Abiff. I just make a little quick summary for those of you. Every once in a while, I need this on a tape for people to hear that will understand those men that are listening to these teachings that are Masons in church. They have been totally deceived because when you go through the ritual of Hiram Abiff, you go up to the Grand Master and he comes up knee to knee, toe to toe, and he leans over and whispers in your ear a name. Now, in the United States of America, one of two names he'll whisper in your ear. It's supposed to be secret, and nobody's never supposed to hear these names. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not bound by this devil, and those names are either Mahabon or Jebulon. Those are the two names that the average Masonic Lodge uses today as the secret name of God. I never found that in the Bible, have you? Neither one of them. So that's a life in the pit of hell. That's not the name of God, but they tell you that's the name of God, and then they tell you it's top secret, and you ain't never to tell nobody this name. Never, under no conditions. And so, the guy goes around the room, and this is the silliest thing I've ever seen adult males do.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.